Good morning. This is a great day in Turlock.
大家早上好。今天在 Turlock 我住的地方是非常美好的一天。
We are very happy with the wonderful weather we're having here, and I've already walked my 5 miles this morning.
今天天气非常好，我早上已经走了5英里的路。
Now, I wish we could say that for the rest of what's happening in this country.
我真希望我们国家的其他的地方我也可以有这样的一个见证。
These past few weeks have been very, very difficult weeks for us as a nation.
过去几周对我们这个国家来而言是非常困难的时期。
And as we have followed the news on television, we have seen the demonstrations and turn into violent riots.
如果我们留意电视新闻的话，我们看到很多示威最后演变成为暴乱。
There's been the destruction of buildings, the tearing down of monuments.
很多建筑物被损坏，纪念碑被拆除。
And there has been an outright rebellion against all authority.
有很多对于权柄的反抗。
We have seen lawlessness invade all of our society.
我们也看到不法的事入侵到我们的社会中。
Now my heart has been saddened, and I'm sure yours has too.
我的心情非常的沉痛，我相信你们也是如此。
And yet, as believers, this should not really come as a surprise to us.
但作为我们基督徒来说，这不应该是一个让我们吃惊的事。
As we are facing the last days, the end times, the Bible has given us many warnings that things like this would happen.
其实当我们面对末世的时候，圣经已经给了我们很多的警告，关于这些事情，它在末世就一定会发生的。
And if you're not sure, let me give you a few verses from Scripture that confirm this.
下面我来读几段经文。
My topic today is the signs of the times.
今天我要讲的题目是时代的预兆。
So let me read today from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7.
今天我先要读帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第七节。
For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back, the Holy Spirit, will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way.
因为那不法的隐逸已经发动，只是现在有一个拦阻的，等到那拦阻的被除去。
And then...The lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming.
第八节，那时这不法的人必显露出来，主耶稣要用口中的气灭绝他，用降临的荣光废掉他。
The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan.Displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracle signs and wonders.
这不法的人是照撒旦的运动，行各样的异能、神迹和一切虚假的奇事。
And in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing, they perish because they refused to love the truth and be saved.
第十节，并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈，因他们不领受爱真理的心，使他们得救。
And this passage refers to the lawlessness that is creeping into our country today.
这几节经文就提到了不法的事会进入到我们的社会，就像今天发生的一样。
And then let me read another passage from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1.
接下来我要读提摩太后书 第三章第一节。
It says, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days.
你该知道，末世必有危险的日子来到。
And what follows next is a list of 19 different adjectives, situations that describe our world.
接下来他用了19个形容词来描述我们这个世界所要经历到的事情。
Verse 2, people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy.
第二节，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，谤毒，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。
Without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good.
第三节，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善。
Treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them.
卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。
That is a horrible, horrible list of things that describe what we as people in this world will be involved in.
这里描述了一系列可怕的事情，就是在我们末世的时候就会遇到的。
Now in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus was meeting with his disciples shortly before he was to die on the cross.
马太福音24章描写到主耶稣在上十架前与他的门徒聚会。
And the disciples turned to Jesus and were asking him questions about the events which would mark the end times.
他的门徒问他关于末世来到时候的一些征兆。
This is what they asked him.
这是他们所问的问题。
When will this happen?
什么时候会发生?
What will be the signs of his coming?
主再来时候的预兆是什么呢?
And how would they know the end of the age?
怎样知道末了已经来到?
Now, Jesus answered them.
耶稣回答说,
He said,He mentioned famines and earthquakes in various places.
他提到各地会有饥荒地震。
There would be wars between nations and the increase of crime.
国要攻打国，不法的事也会增多。
Jesus said the love of many would grow cold and there would be deception on many fronts.
他提到人的爱心会冷淡，有很多迷惑人的事。
And then he also mentioned there would be persecution of believers.
他提到信徒会受逼迫。
Another sign he gave was that the gospel would be preached in all parts of the world.
但他也提到福音要传遍天下。
Now Luke,who also wrote about this, he added one more thing.
路加也写记到这件事，但是他加了一件事。
You know, Luke was a doctor.
路加是一位医生。
And so he added that Jesus also mentioned there would be pestilences.
他提到，耶稣基督也提到了瘟疫。
And we certainly are experiencing one of these signs very, very much.
其实今天我们也在遭遇这些事情。
We are in days where all these things that Jesus is mentioning are gradually taking place.
耶稣基督提到的这些事正在逐渐的发生。
Instead of the world getting better with all of our advances in science and technology and medicine, things are getting worse.
尽管科学技术、医疗都在不断的发展，但是呢，事情却变得越来越糟糕。
Again and again we hear of massive earthquakes all around different parts of the world.
我们听到在这个世界各地有强烈的地震。
Thousands of people are dying.
很多人失去了生命。
And it seems like this world is never free from wars that are taking place.
这个世界各地都有战争发生。
You remember Syria?
大家记得叙利亚吗？
We have not heard much about it in the news lately, but they've had a terrible war that has killed over 300,000 people.
在叙利亚发生了很严重的战争，有多达30万的人失去了生命。
And there have been many, many other wars in Africa, in the Middle East, and in Central Asia.
在非洲、中东以及中亚也有很多的战争发生。
And there have been persecutions of Christians that is constantly increasing.
对基督徒的逼迫也越来越严重。
Every day you turn on the news, you hear about shootings and killings that are taking place, even in our cities.
每天当你打开新闻，你就会读到枪击案、凶杀案，甚至在我们住的地方也时有发生。
And they happen in our streets, they happen in our homes, they happen in our schools, and even happen in our churches.
发生在大街上，发生在家里，发生在学校里，甚至发生在教会。
They have even in our own country laws made that defy God's laws.
在我们的国家，人制定的法律来反抗神的律法。
There is a general rebellion against all authority.
对权柄的反抗是非常的普遍。
Whether that is against the police, whether it's against the government, whether it's against parents, but eventually it's against God.
不仅仅是针对警察、政府、父母，最终其实是针对神。
And of course, the result of that is chaos.
当然，这一切都导致了混乱。
Yes, the scripture is right when it says there will be terrible times in the last days.
所以圣经说的非常对，末世必有危险的日子来到。
Even 700 years before Christ,The prophet Isaiah said this in chapter 5, verse 20.
在耶稣基督之前700年，先知以赛亚在他写的预言中写道。
He says, Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter,Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight.
以赛亚书五章二十节，祸哉那些称恶为善，称善为恶，以暗为光，以光为暗，以苦为甜，以甜为苦的人，祸哉那些自以为有智慧，自看为通达的人。
God says, Woe to those people who do that.
神说对于那些人他们所看到的将是灾祸。
This is a serious warning from God, and the Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
这是神发出的严重的警告，因为我们知道落在永生神的手里是何等的可畏。
And so this brings us to our subject,The signs of the times, And by that we mean the end times.
这里就讲到我们今天的主题，时代的预兆。这里面讲到的就是末世的预兆。
Now, let's turn to our scripture, because I will just limit myself this morning to talk about two verses that come from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2.
所以今天早上我想主要谈两节经文，就是在提摩太前书第四章。
And here in the scriptures, we read this.
我们读到。
The Spirit clearly says that in later times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons.
提摩太前书第四章第一节，圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
Verse 2, such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron.
第二节，这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。
Now, I want you to notice three things.
这里提到三件事。
And these will be things that will become prominent in the end times.
在末世时候，这三件事会变得非常的明显。
Jesus had already warned the disciples, and now the Holy Spirit motivates Paul to remind people of these same things.
耶稣基督已经警告了他的门徒，但现在使徒保罗被圣灵感动，又重新来强调这三件事。
The first thing is, people will abandon the faith.
第一件事就是人要离弃真道。
The second thing is, they will follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons.
第二件事就是他们要听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
And number three is, people will violate their own conscience.
第三件事就是他们要丢弃自己的良心。
Let's look at these one after the other.
好，我们一件一件来看。
The first one is abandoning the faith.
第一件事，离弃真道。
Now this clearly means that some will desert and renounce what they have believed in the past.
这里讲到有人会丢弃他们的以前的信仰。
They will turn and totally reject the faith that they once held.
他们要回转，拒绝他们以前的信仰。
You might ask, how is this possible?
你可能会问，这怎么可能呢？
It can't happen to us.
其实也可能发生在我们身上。
Paul had already mentioned this once earlier when he wrote in the first chapter and talked about two Christians, Hymenaeus and Alexander.
其实保罗在提摩太前书的时候，第一章已经提到，他提到了两个基督徒，是许米乃和亚历山大。
He says they have shipwrecked their faith.
他提到他们在真道上如同船破坏了一般。
Once they believed in something, and now they have departed from it, and it has ruined their lives.
他们以前信仰真道，但是他们离弃了真道，然后他们的生命被毁坏。
In chapter 6, he refers to that again.
在第六章，他又提到。
Here he talks about those who have wandered away from the faith.
他提到有一些人离开了他们的信仰。
So the Apostle Paul warns us that in the last days, there are people that will abandon the faith.
所以使徒保罗提醒我们，在末世会有人离弃真道。
Now, we don't have to go very far in finding biblical illustrations of this truth.
其实在圣经中不难找到这样的例证。
There was Judas, one of the disciples.
犹大是门徒之一。
He had followed Jesus for 3 years.
他跟随耶稣三年之久。
He had intimate fellowship with the Lord Jesus.
和耶稣有非常亲密的交通。
He had betrayed Jesus.
但是最后他卖了耶稣基督。
What about Paul's friend and co-laborer Demas?
还有保罗的同工迪马。
Paul says of him in 2 Timothy 4, Demas, because he loved the world, has deserted me.
在提摩太后书第四章，保罗提到迪马贪爱现今的世界，离弃了我。
A number of years ago, there was a very famed Canadian evangelist by the name of Chuck Templeton.
很多年前，在加拿大有一位著名的福音布道家，他的名字是Chuck Templeton.
He was a very close friend of Billy Graham.
他是葛培里牧师的朋友。
And under his ministry, there were hundreds of young people that felt God's call for them to go to the mission field.
受他的事工的影响，有数百位年轻人响应了神的呼召，进入到福音工厂。
My wife was a member of his congregation.
我太太就是其中之一。
And one day he went up to the pulpit to deliver his sermon, and this is what he told his congregation.
有一天他走上讲台讲道，他告诉他的会众。
He said, I no longer believe what I have preached to you all these years.
他说我现在不再相信这么多年来我所传讲的。
And he walked down from the pulpit and walked out of the church.
然后他就走下讲台，走出了教堂。
He abandoned the faith.
他离弃了真道。
Later he wrote a book.
后来他写了一部书。
It's entitled Farewell to God.
书名就叫做《告别上帝》。
And in this book, he describes all the reasons why no one should believe the Bible.
在这部书里，他讲到很多的原因，为什么我们不能够相信圣经。
I had a very dear friend who was very active in this local church.
我有一个好朋友。他在教会服事非常的积极。
And he told me the same thing. He said, I have changed. I don't believe these things anymore.
他也告诉我同样的事情。有一天他告诉我，我已经改变了，我不能再相信这些事情。
And I think we probably too can remember people that have also abandoned the faith.
也许我们也碰到过这样离弃真道的人。
Now, this is one of the characteristics of the last days.
但这就是末世的一个特征。
Could it happen here in our church?
会不会发生在我们的教会里呢？
This is something very scary to think about, isn't it?
想想都很可怕。
And my constant prayer is,Lord, let me finish well.
我经常祷告的就是，主啊，让我有一个美好的完结。
The second thing that we read about here is what's happening in the end time is that people will follow deceiving spirits.
第二件事，在末世，人们会听从那引诱人的邪灵。
And it says they will follow these deceiving spirits and things taught by demons.
讲到 他们要听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
Now, it doesn't say, that these are things taught about or concerning demons, but things actually taught by demons.
这里讲到的并不是关乎鬼魔的道理，而是鬼魔所教导的道理。
Jesus had said in Matthew 24:10, at that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people.
主耶稣在马太福音24章第十节讲到，那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶，且有好多假先知起来迷惑多人。
These are not just going to be isolated incidents. These will be the experience of many people, Jesus said.
耶稣讲，这些并不会是孤立的事件，而是很多人都会经历到这些。
And it's the result of the increased activity of evil and deceiving spirits.
这是因为邪灵和这些迷惑人的灵在不断的工作。
Now, we have all heard about spiritual warfare.
我们都听说过属灵的征战。
And we are right in the midst of one of these spiritual wars.
今天我们就在属灵的征战之中。
It will grow tougher and fiercer all the time.
这个征战会越来越困难，越来越激烈。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Revelation 12, verse 12 gives us an answer.
启示录十二章十二节给了我们一个答案。
It tells us that Satan has unleashed his fury on this earth because he knows that his time is short.
他讲到撒旦会把他的怒气发泄在地上，因为他知道自己来日无多。
And as a church, we need to wake up and recognize and realize the danger that's facing us today.
作为教会，我们必须要警醒，要认识到我们所面临的危险。
I'm not talking about Russia, I'm not talking about Iran, I'm not talking about China, I'm not talking about world terrorismor even nuclear disasters.
我这里讲的并不是俄国、伊朗、中国，或者恐怖主义，或者核子危机。
No, our real enemy is Satan, the great deceiver.
我们真正的敌人就是撒旦，他是最大的欺骗者。
And if we are oblivious to him, if we ignore him, then we easily can fall preyTo him and be deceived by evil spirits and end up abandoning the faith.
如果我们忘记他，我们就很可能成为他的猎物，然后被邪灵所迷惑，放弃了真道。
The third thing that Paul writes to Timothy about the end times is people will violate their conscience.
第三件事保罗提到的就是丢弃自己的良心。
Paul says in verse 2, such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron.
在第四章第二节保罗提到，这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。
And let me tell you how Satan is getting to us.
他告诉我们，撒旦是怎么样来影响我们。
Satan uses people to carry out his wishes by people that have compromised the truth in their own lives.
撒旦会使用一些人来完成他的旨意，那么这些人是在真理上妥协了的。
And they then will lead other people also astray.
然后这些人会把其他的人带离正道。
Let me repeat this.
请让我再重复。
The agents that Satan uses to lead Christians astray are generally not unbelievers or secular atheistic sources.
撒旦所使用把别人带离正道的这些人并不是非信徒，也不是无神论者。
That would be too obvious.
因为如果他这样做的话，那就太明显。
More probably, he is using people who profess to be Christians, who profess to be members of the church, but who have abandoned the faith.
他使用的往往是那些曾经是基督徒，曾经承认基督的信仰，但后来又
弃了
真道的人。为什么呢？
And why is that?
为什么呢？
Because they have compromised the truth.
因为这些人在真理上妥协了。
They have done things that they knew were wrong, and yet they have tolerated those things in their lives.
他们可能做错了事，他们明明知道是错的，但是呢，他们妥协了。
Paul says they have their consciences that have been seared with a hot iron.
就如同他们的良心被热铁烙过一样。
He calls them hypocritical liars.
他称这些人为假冒为善的说谎之人。
Now, we all know what it is to lie.
我们都知道说谎是什么。
We are born with lies.
其实我们天生就会说谎。
It's part of our sinful nature.
这是我们罪恶的本性的一部分。
But a hypocritical liar is not only one who does what is wrong, but he pretends it's right.
但是假冒为善的说谎之人，他们做错了事，但是他们假装做的是对的。
In other words, he has deceived himself to believe what he's saying is the truth.
他们欺骗自己，认为自己所做的是真理。
Can come when he allows Satan to gain a foothold in his life.
他们这样做就让撒旦可以在他们的生命当中立足。
And by the way, anger is one of the ways that Satan uses as an open door into our hearts.
另外，怒气就是撒旦用来进入我们心中的一道门。
Our anger opens the door for Satan to make an entry into our lives and gain a foothold.
当我们发怒的时候，我们就给撒旦留了一道门，让他进入到我们里面，能够在我们的生命里面立足。
And that happens when we do not deal with sin right away.
时常当我们没有立刻对付我们生命中的罪的时候，这样的事情就会发生。
Confession and repentance are the key.
认罪悔改才是关键。
Covering things up that have occurred in our lives, failure to admit it leads to compromising the truth, and that breeds hypocrisy.
隐藏我们生命中的罪，不愿意承认，就会让我们在真理上妥协。
And our conscience becomes seared.
我们的良心就如同被热铁烙过一样。
Now, what does that mean?
什么意思呢？
Do you remember ever burning your finger on a hot stove?
你有没有这种经历？你的手指碰到这个很热的炉子？
What happens is, the minute you touch it, you burn it,And you all of a sudden have no more feeling left because the nerve cells have been destroyed.
当被烫过以后，你的手指会失去知觉，因为你的神经细胞被破坏了。
And so you touch something and there's no more feeling.
当你在摸别的东西的时候，就不会有感觉。
And Paul says, when we do not deal with sin, that's hot like an iron, if we do not fail to deal with it,Then we have lost all feelings in our conscience.
保罗说，如果我们不去对付我们生命中的罪的时候，我们就会对罪失去感觉。
Not only our finger is seared, but our consciences have been seared as with a hot iron.
不仅仅是我们的手指会被 烫过，我们的良心也如同被热铁烙过一样。
And then there is no longer any conviction in our lives that we have done something wrong.
所以在我们做错事的时候，我们就不会去认罪。
And there's no longer any feeling of guilt of the sin that we have committed.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们就不会有这种罪疚感。
That's one of those terrible things that God needs to protect us from, ever having a seared conscience.
所以，当我们的良心如同被热铁烙过一样，是非常的可怕。
So this passage teaches us that we need to be aware that Satan uses men and women as his agents who have compromised the truth of God in their own lives.
所以这里讲到，撒旦会去使用那些在真理上妥协的人做他的帮凶。
See, at some stage they have committed a sin.
当他们在某一个阶段犯罪的时候，
they knew it, but they try to cover it up.
他们虽然知道，但是试图去掩盖。
And then they have lied about it.
然后就用谎言来遮盖。
And in the end, they have believed it themselves.
那么最后他们连自己都相信了。
And the longer they stay in that situation, the more the conscience is hardened.
他们在这种状态下持续的越久，他们的良心就会变得越刚硬。
And no longer can they listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
他们就不再能够听到圣灵的声音。
But now here comes the final tragedy.
但最后的悲剧是，
they are now teaching others to deceive them also.
他们又去迷惑别人。
Look at the text once more.
好，我们再来看经文。
Verse 2 says, such teaching comes through these hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared.
说到，因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。
They have not only been deceived by Satan.
他们不仅仅被撒旦所迷惑。
They've been also deceived by sin.
他们也被罪所迷惑。
They have deceived themselves.
他们欺骗了自己。
And now they are deceiving others.
现在他们又去迷惑别人。
That's why Jesus so severely warned us that deception is one of the key elements that will creep into our country, into our society, even into our churches.
所以耶稣基督严厉的警告，在末世的时候，这些诡诈的事、迷惑人的事会进入到我们的社会，甚至进入到我们的教会之中。
And what is so sad about this is that they are successful in deceiving others, so with the result that they too will abandon the faith.
令人痛心的是，他们这样的迷惑人往往会成功使别人也离弃了真道。
Brothers and sisters, we are in a war.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是在征战之中。
And war is an ugly thing.
战争是丑恶的。
I was once in Greece, in the city of Athens.
我曾经在希腊的雅典。
And as I was waiting for me to get on my plane, I had conversation with a Greek general.
在登机前，我跟一位希腊的将军交谈。
He had been in several wars.
他曾经参加过几场战争。
And I have never forget forgotten the four words that he told me about war.
我永远不能忘记他对我说的一句话。
He said, "War is a dirty business."
他告诉我，战争是肮脏的勾当。
Yes, that's very true.
是的，的确是如此。
And Satan is out to destroy the people of God.
撒旦就是要来毁灭神的选民。
And that's why he has declared war on the church. He's fighting against us.
所以他向教会宣战，向我们宣战。
And we have become his special targets.
我们就成为他的目标。
And this is why I'm so concerned this morning that you realize the critical situation in which we find ourselves in these last days.
所以今天早上我要提醒你们，我们所处的这个特殊的时刻。
These are days that we need to be fully aware of what's happening.
我们要对所发生的一切必须要警醒。
We need to be alert.
我们要警惕
and to be watchful and not to sleep in the light of all of this.
在这些事情面前我们必须要警醒不要陷入迷惑
Now let me apply this.
那我们来讲这个应用
What do we do with what we have heard this morning?
那么怎么样来应用今天所听到的呢
Let me summarize it quickly.
我做一个很快的总结。
In the last days, Satan will spare no effort to cause believers to abandon the faith.
在末世，撒旦会不遗余力的要使信徒们离弃真道。
He wants them to turn away from God and to follow him.
他想要信徒们转离开神而去跟随他。
This was the same strategy that he used in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve.
他在伊甸园把同样的策略用在亚当和夏娃身上。
And he does so through his own evil spirits who use men and women to accomplish this task.
通过邪灵影响到一些人来完成他的目的。
These are missionaries of Satan.And they are actively engaged in this mission.
这些人就是撒旦的差役，他们在积极地来完成撒旦的旨意。
How do we protect ourselves against them?
我们怎样才能保护我们自己呢？
Two ways.
有两个方法。
Deception can only be overcome by truth.
只有真理才能胜过诡诈。
One day, Billy Graham was visiting the London Mint where the currency is printed.
有一次，葛培里到访伦敦印钞厂。
He said, "You must spend a lot of time." They told him. He asked them, "You must spend a lot of time in studying counterfeit bills."
他问他们，你们是不是花很多时间去研究假钞？
This was the answer.
他们的回答是
No, we don't spend any time studying counterfeit bills. We spend all of our time looking and studying the real thing so that we can immediately spot the wrong thing when we see it.
他们回答说我们从来不花时间去研究假钞我们把所有的时间都用来研究来看真钞所以一旦看到假钞我们就立刻可以辨别出来
We need to arm ourselves to recognize deception when we really know what the Word of God is teaching.
所以必须要用神的话语来装备我们，所以能够立刻辨别出来这些迷惑人的事。
And this means we need to spend time studying the Word of God.
也就是说，我们必须要花时间来查考神的话语。
Are you willing to commit yourself afresh?To read, to study, to memorize God's word so that it will keep you from being deceived.
你愿不愿意来重新委身来学习来查考来记忆神的话语使你不被 迷惑。
And the second thing is we need to confess all known sin and refuse Satan to gain ground in our lives.
第二件事，我们必须要认我们一切的罪，不要让撒旦在我们的生命中立足。
Today I have tried to remind you that we, if we tolerate sin in our lives, we'll end up with a seared conscience.
今天我想提醒各位，如果我们允许罪在我们的生命当中，我们的良心就会被如同热铁烙过一样。
If there's unconfessed sin in your life today, will you confess it, forsake it, and then receive His forgiveness?
如果在你的生命当中还有没有认的罪，你愿不愿意来认罪悔改，来得到神的饶恕？
Let me urge you to respond to the voice of the Holy Spirit as He speaks to you even right now.
今天我鼓励各位来回应圣灵的话语。
Don't allow sin to sear your conscience.
不要让罪来使你的良心被烙过。
I've tried to sound an alert this morning to protect us during these difficult days.
今天我的警告是要来保守我们在这个末世的时候来保守我们。
We need to be prepared and wide awake to see what's happening right around us.
我们要做好准备，当这些事情在我们周围发生的时候，我们要有所准备。
But let me close with a message of hope, a word of hope and encouragement.
但是在结束的时候，我要给大家看到一个盼望。
Before Jesus went to the cross,He prepared his disciples beforehand.
在耶稣基督上十架前，他也这样预备了他的门徒。
And he gave them some wonderful promises.
他给门徒们一个应许。
And here's one of them for you to take home today.
那同样，我也把这个应许给您。
It's in John 16, verse 33.
也是在约翰福音第十六章
，I have
第三十二节。
I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world.
他讲到，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
That's a promise he made.
这就是耶稣基督给我们的应许。
And when we accept that promise, God will give us peace in the midst of all of this trouble that we're in.
当我们紧紧抓住这个应许的时候，无论世上的情况多么的艰难，我们也在我们的里面有平安。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the promise that you have given us that you have overcome the world.
天父，感谢你给我们的应许，因为你已经胜了世界。
We do not have to have fear, but your peace can rule our hearts.
我们不需要恐惧，因为在我们里面有从你来的平安。
And allow us, equipped by the armor that you've given us, to defend ourselves in this war against an evil enemy.
让我们用你赐给我们的兵器来装备我们，与那些邪灵来征战。
Keep us faithful to you.
让我们持守我们的信心。
And keep us grounded and dependent on your precious word.
让我们靠着你的宝贵的话语来扎根。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.